Welcome to Miller Park in Milwaukee, for the game between the Florida Marlins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hanley Ramirez. Batting second. The second baseman, Dan Uggla. Batting third. The right fielder, Jeremy Hermida. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Josh Willingham. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jorge Cantu. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wes Helms. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Cody Ross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Trenner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ricky Nolasco. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Ricky Nolasco. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ricky Weeks. Batting second. The center fielder, Tony Gwynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Ryan Braun. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Prince Fielder. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Hart. Batting sixth. The shortstop, J.J. Hardy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Rivera. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Craig Counsell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Manny Parra. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Manny Parra. And now, play ball. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Uggla is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Uggla hits a fly ball into center field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Hermida is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hermida takes first base on ball four. Josh Willingham batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Willingham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Counsell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hermida moves to second. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cantu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ricky Weeks batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Weeks takes first base on ball four. Tony Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is hit by the pitch. Weeks moves to second. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Braun hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Uggla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Fielder takes first base on ball four. Weeks moves to third. Gwynn moves to second. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hart hits a line drive into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weeks tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Helms strikes out. One out. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Trenner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Trenner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ricky Nolasco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nolasco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Rivera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rivera strikes out. 1 out. Craig Counsell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Counsell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Manny Parra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Helms scoops it up and throws to first, with Nolasco covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ugla is 0 for 1 in the game. Ugla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Counsell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeremy Hermida is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hermida is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hermida hits a fly ball into right field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Willingham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weeks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weeks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Weeks strikes out. 1 out. Tony Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cantu fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Braun moves to second. Corey Hart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hart is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Cantu is 0 for 1 in the game. Cantu hits a fly ball into center field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Rivera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Counsell is 0 for 1 in the game. Counsell takes first base on ball 4. Manny Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Parra is 0 for 1 in the game. Parra hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ugla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Matt Treanor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Treanor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Treanor strikes out. 1 out. Ricky Nolasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nolasco is 0 for 1 in the game. Nolasco strikes out. 2 outs. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Rivera and he is safe. Ramirez steals third. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ugla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ugla takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Hermida is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weeks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Weeks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cantu fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gwynn is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gwynn hits a line drive into right field. Hermida settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jeremy Hermida is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermida is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hermida hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weeks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Josh Willingham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Willingham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Willingham takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Cantu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cantu is 0 for 2 in the game. Cantu hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Cantu reaches second base with a double. Willingham goes all the way around to score. It's Marlins, 1, Brewers, 1. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Cantu scores. It's 2-1, Marlins. David Risk now pitching. Cody Ross batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Council fields it and throws to first for the out. Helms moves to second. Two outs. Matt Trenor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trenor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trenor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Doug Wechter now pitching. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Rivera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cantu fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Derek Turnbow now pitching. Robert Andino pinch hits for Doug Wechter. Robert Andino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Andino takes first base on ball 4. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Andino moves to third. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Ugla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ugla takes first base on ball 4. Ramirez moves to second. Mitch Stetter now pitching. Craig Counsell now playing shortstop. Bill Hall now playing third base. Jeremy Hermita is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hermita is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hermita strikes out. One out. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Willingham strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cantu is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cantu hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Taylor Tankersley now pitching. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Counsell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Counsell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Marlins, 2, Brewers, 2. Ricky Weeks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Weeks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weeks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cantu fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gwynn is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gwynn hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Logan Kensing now pitching. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Gwynn. The throw from Trenor and he is safe. Gwynn steals second. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Braun strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Brewers too. The Marlins will come to bat. Guillermo Moton now pitching. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Helms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ross is 0-for-3 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Helms moves to second. Matt Trenor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Trenor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trenor bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Luis Gonzalez pinch hits for Logan Kensing. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. 2 outs. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Reynel Pinto now pitching. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Fielder strikes out. 1 out. Justin Miller now pitching. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Gabe Kapler pinch hits for Guillermo Mota. Gabe Kapler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kapler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Trenor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Rivera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Brewers 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Eric Gagne now pitching. Dan Uggla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uggla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Uggla hits a line drive towards first. Fielder reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Hermita is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hermita is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hermita hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Willingham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Willingham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cantu is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cantu hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Lindstrom now pitching. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Counsell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Counsell takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hall bunts towards the mound. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. Counsell moves to second. 1 out. Ricky Weeks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Weeks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weeks takes first base on ball 4. Tony Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gwynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gwynn hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Braun is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Braun strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Brewers 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Seth McClung now pitching. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Helms is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Marlins. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ross is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ross strikes out. One out. Matt Trenor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Trenor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trenor takes first base on ball four. Alfredo Amezaga pinch hits for Matt Lindstrom. Alfredo Amezaga is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Amezaga strikes out. Two outs. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Ramirez hits a line drive towards third. Hall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Gregg now pitching. Alfredo Amezaga now playing center field. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fielder is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Fielder strikes out. Trenor drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fielder out. One out. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jason Kendall pinch hits for Seth McClung. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Hart. The throw from Trenor and he is safe. Hart steals second. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hart moves to third. Two outs. Mike Rivera is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rivera is 0-for-4 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Counsell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Counsell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Florida Marlins, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Miller Park in Milwaukee.